from the rear galley. Somewhere over Oklahoma, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. Now, today I'm traveling to Raleigh, Durham, and as it works out, there is a fourth flight attendant on board. We usually only have three. I'm on flight 296, and my guest today is Jamie from flight attendant class number 245. Jamie, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could give our listeners some kind of an idea of the timeline that it took you to get up to this point.
I interviewed or was invited to come interview with Southwest Airlines on their anniversary, June 18th, to do my one-on-one interviews. And I interviewed that day, and I went home and waited anxiously for about a month. And then I got a letter, or actually an email, inviting me to Class 245, which started the 21st of September.
Now, Class 245, that quite literally is the 245th class that we have had since Southwest has been in business.
That's correct.
And how many were in your class?
We started with, I believe, 105, and now we have around 85, I think.
And training lasts, what, 3-4 weeks?
4 weeks.
After you've gone through the training, you haven't graduated yet, is that right?
Correct. I'm doing my OE today, and then on Friday we have graduation, but we have a final on Thursday that I still have one last review, final test.
What's an OE?
OE is operational experience.
Okay, so you're flying, you're the fourth flight attendant on this flight. How'd service go for you today? You serve drinks. I saw you serving drinks.
You tell me how I did.
I don't know. I was in the back of the cabin. You were in the front.
Actually, it went well.
I didn't spill anything.
No, I did not spill anything.
What did you like best about going through training?
You know what? The people and getting to know Southwest. And now, I mean, I totally understand why everybody's so happy around here and smiling all the time. It's a great place.
I have to work around the PAs here.
About 100 miles away. You're going to leave the seatbelt sign on for the rest of the ride, so we'll ask you to stay seated with the seatbelt fastened. And again, on behalf of Southwest, thanks for riding with us.
So what was the hardest and the easiest parts of training? You go have a lot of tests, it being a flight attendant, I know that.
Yes. The hardest is the very first day being so nervous and not knowing what to expect. And then it kind of warms up when you get to know everybody in the company.
Did you have any airline experience before?
I do.
Where were you before?
I was with ATA Airlines.
So you're glad to get on here, I guess.
Yes, I'm very happy to get on here.
Now, going through training, you must have been the first class that went through training that taught you the cashless cabin aspects of being a flight attendant.
That is correct. We got to learn the whole new PA also.
Yeah, everybody else had to learn how to deal with cash and the drops and all that, but I guess you went straight to the electronics.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit easier for us.
Do you know where you're going to be based?
I do. I'm going to be in Baltimore.
Is that the same for all your class?
I believe about 8 people got Chicago and about 10 people got Orlando, and the rest of the class got Baltimore.
When you hear the bongs, you know, bong, little sound, what do that mean?
The high-low chimes?
Yeah, the chimes.
The two high-low chimes is, it's a secret.
It's a secret. Oh, gosh. I'll never know what those mean. I hear them all the time, and I'll just never find them out.
Guess you'll have to go to training.
Well, I considered it.
It's only 4 weeks.
It's only 4 weeks. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and congratulations, and good luck. So you're flying?
I come back tomorrow afternoon at 12.
So you just have one overnight. Well, congratulations. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Since I happened to be on that flight and catch that interview with Jamie, I decided to attend the in-flight class 245 graduation to see my new friend get her wings. It's a rather big event with probably 200 people attending this one, you know, plus the class. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here are a few of the nicer moments.
Wow, you certainly are a good-looking bunch, aren't you? Now, like you have every morning, let's show everybody our pride and spirit in class 245. You got a cheer for it? On three. One, two, three.
Southwest,
Giving the pickle is a reference to the Bob Farrell book on customer service. We use it a lot at Southwest, and you can learn more about it at givethempickle.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Zanicki, and I'm the manager of in-flight training. And I would like to welcome you all to this graduation ceremony today, our 245th in-flight graduation ceremony. Before we get started today, I'd like to bring up the director of in-flight training, Mr. Steve Benegas.
Well, good afternoon. I know John will mention this a little later on, but I can remember day one when they walked down that hall scared to freaking death. I mean, shaking. Yeah, they still are. Well, we are very, very excited for Class 245 to graduate today. But you guys made it. You did an awesome, awesome job. I share this poem with every class, and I'm going to share it with this one, too, because I think it really kind of sums up some of my thoughts. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world we find, success begins with a person's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. For you got to think high to rise. You've got to believe in yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or late, the one who wins is the one who thinks he can. You guys are winners. I love you. You're going to be great flight attendants. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve Benegas quoted the poem, The Victor, by C.W. Longnecker.
All right, it's simple. There are your wings, cake and punch. Thanks for coming. No, I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. You know, when I look out at the room today, I can't help but notice we've got friends, family members, loved ones, employees from all over the country and all over the company that are here to share in this special day with you. And today we have another special opportunity to meet another great leader here at Southwest Airlines, our Vice President of Fuel Management, Mr. Rob Urban. Please come on up.
Well, good afternoon. It's really my pleasure to be here to be the first, or one of the first, to congratulate this class of 245. A while back, I was having a conversation with my father-in-law. He's a very avid reader, and I just happened to mention to him that I traveled a lot that week and that it had tired me out. And I usually don't say that here at Southwest Airlines because there's a lot of people who travel much more than I do, and I never get any sympathy. But he was very sympathetic, and he said something to me that really stuck. And he said that the word travel was a variation from the word travail, which means very hard work. Now, I'm always interested in where words and ideas come from, so the conversation really made me think. And I think the word really fits. We all know that traveling can be tiring. I know that all the flight crews work very hard to provide that great customer service and experience. But it also made me think about that traveling is hard on our customer, too. So this might seem like a little difference, but it helps to remind me that I need to do whatever I can to help our customer complete their work. It really reminds me that anyone could be having a hard day and that it makes a difference when you acknowledge that everyone's matters. Of course, this is where you are our greatest asset and our greatest weapon against the competitors. And there's just one other point that I wanted to touch on, and then we can begin to celebrate. But we talk a lot about touch points, and I'm not sure if that's made it down to your training yet, but it simply means where we have the opportunity to interact with our customers. And day after day, you have the greatest opportunity to be the touch point with our customers. With the internet, e-ticketing, electronic boarding, you might be the only meaningful personal contact with our best customers. Your interaction with our customers may be the only really remembered portion of their trip and their interaction with Southwest Airlines. That's why it's always so important for us to provide great customer experience on every flight. So as you go out there and provide that great customer service, be assured you can make a big difference for those 137 passengers. And it makes me very proud to be associated with the best flight crews in the industry. And congratulations again, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Some of the graduating flight attendants had family members there to present their wings. This is really not too uncommon at Southwest Airlines. There's a couple of family pairs here today, but you're a captain at Southwest?
No, actually first officer.
I've been
with the company for 2 years, now retired out of the Air Force, and was fortunate enough to come and fly with Southwest. Love every minute of it and having a great time.
Well, you liked it at least enough to refer your daughter to become a flight attendant. Is that right, Brittany?
Yes, very much. Or he hates me.
So you've just gone through training. Did your flights this week go okay?
Yeah. Oh, they were great.
Nobody was hazing you or anything?
No. I didn't get that at all today, actually. Right. I didn't get any of it.
They probably knew you were connected.
I know.
But she's not flying on my airplane. I'll tell you that right now.
Could they have arranged that, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, one day, the PAs will be really
I'm sure one day, if you're bound to just cross in the system. I guess if you're in the same domicile.
I'll be in Baltimore for now, and I'm out in Vegas. So the chances of that happening are there, but it'll probably be a while. But we look forward to flying together because, as I told her, this is a great lifestyle. It's been great, a great company. Love to contribute, and she's going to be a part of it. Couldn't be anything better. It's a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on your achievement here. You've been spending a month in training, I believe.
Yes.
And then you start, where are you going to be based?
Baltimore.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Real happy to be a part of the family, definitely. I think she's going to enjoy it and couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
As they say. Now, if you'll note, I asked Brittany about hazing, and yes, it is a longstanding tradition that some of the flight crews play pranks on the newbie. Back to my flight 296 to Raleigh-Durham with Jamie. On the first leg of the flight, one of the flight attendants put an "I need a date for tonight" sign on her drink tray, but one of the first customers pointed it out to her. On the next leg, the guys, yes, it was three male flight attendants, successfully put a "Tell me I'm cute" sign on Jamie's back for a few minutes. So at the graduation, I decided to find out if it was true. Do you think Jamie's cute?
Oh, she's beautiful. Absolutely.
How about you? Do you think Jamie's cute?
Jamie's adorable.
How about you? Do you think Jamie's cute?
Absolutely.
But she's mine.
I actually got a picture of her with the sign on her back, and you can see that as part of the blog post associated with this podcast on blogsouthwest.com. Before I left the in-flight training area, I spoke with Senior Director of In-Flight Standards and Training, David Curry. David, congratulations. You just graduated this class, and there's another class, Class 246. They're starting up pretty soon. When do they go?
They arrive Monday.
Oh, just that fast. Today's Friday, and they come in on Monday.
Right, right.
So once you guys get geared up for training, you really knock them out.
Right. We try to schedule the classes so they'll graduate in time to get them on at the beginning of the month. So by starting this class the end of October, they'll be ready December 1st to go online.
Well, that's probably difficult, the scheduling all those airplanes and all those bases and all those people, and you don't know how many are going to graduate. You know, a class starts and then you don't know how many are going to graduate.
Right, right. We have a general number just from historically about how many we think or who arrive the first day, a number about how many will graduate based on a percentage. So,
well, it's not easy, and one of the highest GPAs was 99.27, I think it was.
Right.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
I've worked here for nearly 18 years. I don't think I could get that grade.
It is amazing, and we often say that. We always say during the graduation ceremony that it's everyone is an A student, because they are. A 90% or higher is required, and a 99% average is outstanding.
And, okay, so what's Class 247 going to be? When's that coming up?
Not sure. Class 246 will be the last one of 2008. In 2009, based on growth, and are hoping to keep our overall schedule relatively flat in number of aircraft and flights. We aren't planning any classes in 2009 right now, but always subject to change. But right now, we would probably not have an additional class till either the end of 2009 or the beginning of 2010.
Yeah, Gary mentioned we were going to either be from somewhere from 0 to 10 aircraft, I think, in 2009. So that matters. If we get 7 or 8 aircraft, we need more flight attendants.
Right, right. That's really what drives us. The schedule to a degree, but the aircraft deliveries and those going into service really drives our hiring.
And then, so what does this whole training department do if there's not in-flight classes?
Well, we have lots to do. We have annual recurrent training going on for almost 9,700 flight attendants now, so in all the bases. So we have to have annual recurrent training, and our instructor staff will continue to be busy with that. In addition to that, there are just continuing regulatory projects and procedural changes that we need to implement and that we're going to be working on. So it's even though there may be not many new hires in the building, we're going to be very busy in the training department.
Well, David, thanks for taking the time with me. I'll let you go get some of that cake and ice cream or whatever they had, punch and ice cream.
Come join me.
I must admit, I liked Jamie from the moment I met her. Before interviewing her, I asked one of the other flight attendants if it would be okay. Apparently, he told her that I wanted to interview her, and she didn't believe him. Can you believe it? She actually asked to see my employee ID. After graduation, I ran into her again. Thank you so much for talking with me. You are still sweet, Jamie.
I'm even sweeter now. I have my real wings.
Did you have fake? We have two wings.
Yes,
one fake?
Before, no, they're real. But before I had a big button. That's
the button with just your name tag.
That's it. I'm in training.
So you become an official Southwest employee tomorrow, I believe?
Yes.
Is your actual hire date?
That is correct.
Tell me, will you read this paragraph right here?
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. Thank you.
I think Jamie's going to do just fine with her PAs and would personally like to welcome her to Southwest Airlines.